Lynn Parsons, Pod Show number 28, the 17th of February 2006.
Oh!
You're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
Ah, it's a girl. Podcast.
Evening then. The snow didn't come. Not here, but there's plenty of snow at the Olympics. And Sportsboy will have all that news shortly. Let me just clear the little frog in my throat. Get out of here, will you? He's gone. It's very warm down here. It's actually quite warm outside. The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Surrey. We're down the chalet at the bottom of the garden, and as it is quite mild, we've ended up sort of, you know, not checking the temperature, and we've all got very little clothing on tonight. Yes, it's okay. It's all above board. Lots to tell you, though. Busy week for both myself and Tintin and Sportsboy. Not a sign of naughty men. And as for the Major, I mean, I saw him heading south, getting on a bus for Tooting Broadway with a sailor. Don't know what that was all about. We will ask him at some point. Music-wise, we have a feast for your ears. And we start with, it's a track that is on the Podsafe Music Network. It's Under Blues, and it comes from the same stable as the Katie Webster song I played you last week. And we got so many emails about that. We were jolly excited and thought, wow, maybe we should play some more blues. So Alligator Records are proud to present Lonnie Brooks, Long John Hunter and Philip Walker. This is A Little More Time.
Oh, keep on trying.
That guitar. That's Lonnie Brooks with Long John Hunter and Philip Walker. Very old song on Alligator Records. A Little More Time. We've had a great week this week. A bit of a frenzy. If you'd actually said to Tintin and I what sort of week you had, we'd probably absolutely exhausted at this point and couldn't remember. But Monday, Tintin, we went off to see Coldplay, whoa, didn't we?
We did.
I won't tell you too much about how we got our tickets.
No.
But we know the right people. And we went to Abbey Road to see Coldplay. And we weren't alone in that audience. There were several very famous people, weren't there?
There were. There were, who was there? Was Chris Evans there, who comes to everything.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A little bit.
Opening of an envelope. But he did the Brit Awards as well on the TV, didn't he?
Who else was there? Jamie Cullum.
Yes.
Oh,
and Kanye West. Do 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 do.
Now, did you see him? Because I could only
I didn't see him, sadly, no. But I know he was there because someone told me they went up and pinched his bottom afterwards. And he was very nice and stuff. But anyway, Coldplay were
good
fantastic.
Gig.
Were they not good?
Well, have you seen them before?
No. Have you?
I have. I saw them in the summer at Crystal Palace. And, this gig, we were like 30 feet away from them.
Yes.
And I mean, that
there were
one,
about
was,
10 of us.
Yeah, exactly. So the Crystal Palace one was good, but I think, you know, you don't get that intimacy. I mean, it was really great this week.
It was lovely. Yeah. It was when the lead singer put his tongue down my throat. I'm joking.
Always helps.
I am joking. I'm completely joking. He's married. He's got a baby on the way and all that with Gwyneth.
That's right.
For heaven's sake, he'll forgive me that, though. It was a great gig, and we don't often go out together, but we did have a good time, didn't we?
We did. It was very good. So thanks for the tickets.
It's all right. We have to thank someone else, don't we? Thanks for the tickets. We know the right people in the right places. I wanted to share with you that we'd heard from Gary Dring. What have I done with his email? I don't know. Is it there? Here it is. Last week, Henri and Delphine did a little bit of they're not here at the moment, but I think it's probably okay to talk about them at the moment and share with you. I was very impressed. They have a tape that they're not selling on this programme and is only available in certain magazines where they teach you to clean your house if you're someone that doesn't clean your house very often. So we had a bit of cleaning by hypnosis last week. And we had a response from Gary Dring. Gary, it's always lovely to hear from you at the Clever Little Pod. And you said, Parsons absolutely loved the cleaning through hypnosis this week. I joined in, but I'm sorry to report that my house is as filthy as ever. You dirty little one. No. Anyway, however, I can report that three broken watches are now in full working order, and I have a drawer full of bent spoons. Say, lovey. Actually, I'll pass that on to them. I think they'll like that. They may not have the same sense of humour as you, Gary, but we do. Thanks very much for that. And thank you for emailing if you did about any other business. We'd love to hear from you, though. You can always email us. And the address is Lynn, LYNN, at lynnparsons.net. Or you can check out the website, which is lynnparsons.net. More music still to come. I also wanted to share with you that I started up this little book club just before Christmas. Thought, what a great idea. Good excuse to have a read. So we read one book, which I chose. Well, I started it all up. And then we gave an opportunity for someone else to pick a book, which we all had a jolly good chat about a week ago. And the third book in the running has convinced me that actually little book clubs are not such a good idea. Because I don't know about you, but I don't have that much time to read. I do enjoy it when I do, but I don't have that much time to read. So I like to be particular about what I do read. So somebody has picked something called The Kite Runner by Khaled Hosseini. Now, it is a fantastic book, without doubt. It has exceptional reviews as well. But I should have known when I looked at the front where the Observer say it's a shattering, devastating and inspiring story that it wasn't going to be a happy one. And I just want to share with you that I got to about page 82 today and decided that the book club's not a good idea because I wouldn't read this. It's a beautifully written book, but it's so sad. I can't even read the end. So the moral of the story is only have a book club if you can choose the books you're going to read. I sound like someone that's just thrown me toys out of the pram, don't I?
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Past next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door, and they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy, and this is my sports report. Football. Well, the European competitions start again this week. This week it's the UEFA Cup, and next week the Champions League knockout rounds. However, the big stories this week concern the Winter Olympics. In the skeleton, Maya Pedersen from Switzerland won gold, and Britain's Shelley Rudman won silver.
Hooray!
That's Britain's first medal of the Games. The skating has been dramatic, with the Chinese finishing in second, third and fourth behind the Russian champions in the pairs. The Chinese pair, who finished second, came back from a terrible fall. The ladies shown real determination to continue despite being in great discomfort. The snowboard course reached a thrilling climax, with American Seth Westcott grabbing gold. Snowboard course is where four snowboarders race each other down a bumpy slope. At present, the US lead the medal table with six gold, Germany second with five, and Russia in third with four. That's it from Sports Boy. Goodbye and speak to you soon.
Thank you very much, Sports Boy. You didn't happen to see the footage of the Chinese couple, when the girl fell, did you?
Yes, I did.
God gracious, was she lucky? Didn't it bring tears to your eyes?
No.
Well, it brought tears to my eyes. She
must
landed.
Have been painful.
She landed in the splits, didn't she?
Yes.
And the knee. And they gave her 4 minutes, and she pulled herself together, and she was running around again. She must be almost as fit as Madonna.
In the rules, it said only 2 minutes, but they gave her 4 minutes for some reason. Yeah.
Do you know, I think we should send you to investigate that. Would you do that? Over the fence.
Okay.
See you, Sports Boy. And we'll go on with the music, which comes from... now, let's just check. I want to know... Yeah, British Columbia is where this lady comes from. And I almost played this to you last week. But when I listened to it, I loved it. But she's so angry. Oh, she's so angry. Her name is Alison Crowe. She's got a great voice. And I just need to remind you again, she's so angry. This is Skeletons and Spirits.
Take your sympathy and shove it. Ask for the pain. Into your hole. I won't deny you, but I'll pay you no heed. And if you keep stabbing me, I will probably bleed. But I'll pretend I'm a cloud and my rain will surround you. And if you keep hurting me, I'll eventually drown you. And yes, I know I'm a little bit off, but you can't leave. Crush me, keep smiling, 'cause I will get up, and there's no denying that I am one of your little punching clowns. You can keep on striking, but you can't keep me down. And you always think that you are fearless and right, but I think that you are afraid in the night of the ghosts, of the spirits that crawl into your head, of the skeletons that'll haunt you until you're dead. But now you can't leave, you can't open the door. You think you're unique, but I've seen you before. So run away from the fires that burn. You will do this again and again and again and again and again. Oh,
Well, she quotes Tori Amos as one of her, you know, big influences. But I feel that Alanis Morissette could have had some unwritten... Do you not think she was angry? Alison Krauss, great voice, skeletons and spirits. The team are in. Team are in. Great response to your cleaning by a hypnosis last week.
Oh, really, Lynn? Oh,
absolutely, yes. Oh. Very impressed indeed.
Yes, I brought my my watch with me to go to say you're getting tired. Do you think that will work?
No. Oh, I'm getting tired.
No, stop it, Delphi.
You're always getting tired. Wake up.
At least she hasn't got a headache. No, you don't do that. It's a visual thing, the clocks, isn't it?
Is it clock? I miss a watch.
The visual thing, the watch.
Oh, Lynn, you are funny.
She is so
did you hear
amusing.
The email that Gary Dream sent in?
No.
Oh, he was saying that he thought it was wonderful.
Dream, why don't you give me a call?
Sure, he'd really appreciate that. Gary Dring is of the house of the Clever Little Pod, of course. And he said that he did try the cleaning through hypnosis this week. Unfortunately, yes. His house is as filthy as ever, but he does have three broken watches that are now in full working order and a drawer full of bent spoons. So,
he's been a Yuri Geller.
He is. That's not what we're doing at all.
What have you been up to this week, you two?
We got quite excited.
Oh, Lynn.
We received an invitation.
Yes. To where?
Oh, to the Brit Awards.
No.
Yes.
Oh, did you go?
On the Wednesday night.
Yes, the party.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, it was wonderful.
How did you swing that one? Do you know someone there?
We are so famous.
Yes, we did actually realise that were just cleaning it all up.
Yes.
Oh no, yes. So all the fun had happened and you were just...
It was the after show party, after the party clean-up.
Yes.
That must have been exhausting. They are naughty.
Jamie Cullum was still hanging around.
Was he?
Yes, almost trod on him.
Yes. He was tinkling the piano with his tootsies.
Was he? Yes. I say.
He's a very small man.
They do say that people's rubbish tells you an awful lot about them. And in Hollywood, sometimes they empty stars' bins to see what's in them, just so that they can kind of see what sort of food they're eating.
Yes.
And what magazines
certainly know what sort of people these pop stars are.
Well, what sort of things were you picking up?
Oh,
what
a piece of Madonna for a start. And she's popping out all over the place.
A hernia there, a hernia there. I see a hernia everywhere.
Do you think she's just cocked her leg one too many times?
Yes. Oh, I think it's that video myself.
But also, I saw there was lots of... little footprints everywhere.
Little footprints?
Yes. There were little footprints with, obviously a high heel.
Oh, yes.
So we know who that was.
Who was that?
The one without the name that is the symbol but he's now become a prince again, but who knows?
Oh, I say prince.
Oui.
Oh, yes.
Of course,
yes.
He was magnificent. Was he magnificent? Oh, you don't know if he was magnificent because you didn't get
it. Left tiny little footprints.
What was the time
everywhere?
On your ticket then?
Time on the ticket? What do you mean the time
you know,
on the ticket?
You got there afterwards when everybody had gone. So what time did your ticket say?
Well, we were there at about...
midnight?
Yes, midnight. Yes. We turned up. We could not get in, of course. We had to go around the back. And, you know...
So will you have to be changing the advertising for your cleaning company now? Will you be saying, by appointment to the stars?
Well, you see, the thing is, we weren't actually allowed to do it in the nude.
No, we were not able to do the job properly.
What did you wear? Did you dress up? Did you think that you were going...
Well,
chiffon and feathers and
feathers,
stuff.
Of course. Oh, a silly question
and
for me.
And I was in a suit.
A suit?
Yes, a suit. With a, what do you call him, round the neck. What do you call them?
A tie?
Not quite a tie. Tie falls down your tummy.
A gold chain.
No, a tie. It likes a cricketer, umpire.
Bow tie?
Film director. What's his name? Did Gandhi. Dicky Bow.
Dicky Bow.
Dicky Bow, yes. You English have such strange names.
Well, I see that you've returned to taking your clothes off tonight. Mind you, it is pretty warm in here, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is boiling.
And you can see I haven't done too much cleaning with your hypnosis tape.
No,
we noticed.
Fortunately, the little red light doesn't show so much dust.
No, I did dust that. But I do have to say that I would be very upset if you weren't here once a week. It is very nice to have you. I did miss you while you were away.
Oh, mercy.
So have you anything planned for this week, or do you just say c'est la vie, whatever happens?
Well, we could say c'est la vie, but normally it's whatever is in the book, we will do. Busy, busy, busy bee.
And you are the busy bees.
Busy bee. It's lovely to see you. I'd like to ask your opinion on this particular track, which I picked from the PodSafe Music Network.
Let me tune my ear.
And I found it under international.
International.
I would say it's a bit of a comedy. It's California's answer to our very own Goldie-looking chain.
Oh,
and
yes.
they're called the Argyle Pimps. Now, when you first...
Are they Scottish?
No, they're not.
Oh.
But I think there's probably somewhere in California called Argyle, but I didn't get the map out. I should share with you that this does sound as if it's going to be extremely rude. And although it is, it's funny also. Do enjoy.
You said we're gonna go hunting marlin off the coast of Miami?
No, fishing.
Fishing for marlin. Okay. That sounds great.
Bring Boney, the white guy.
Get the sodas, baby.
Okay.
Fedora hat, tilted, got it lifted and back. Feeling like $1 million, larger than fact. Gray slacks, creased up, nice light plaid patterns hugged into my socks like knickers. Argyllian socks that be matching me bow tie. Mustard colored suspenders, see the image is so fly. I'm a nice guy with a little money to spend and a knack for turning girlfriends into just friends.
W comes through, looking at people like what you gonna do. Kung fu, gripping the mic, check it like 1-2. Pistol whipping on women like, where you from, fool? Misconstrue what I do, that's on you. Don't give me your attitude, your toddler could get it too. I stay mackin', smacking hoes at job interviews. Could I be this though?
Nope.
You should assume I'm a 90-pound dork, popping pimples in my room with my computer on blast every hour of the night, sparking internet beef on sour wanting to fight. Sparking internet beef on sour wanting to fight. Beef. Fight. Wait, I was only playing, baby. Let the track bump. Feel the rhythm get up in you like a back rub. I'm feeling loose, so make me bring out the max strut. Argyle pimpin', Argyle pimpin', Argyle pimpin'. All smiles, sitting in a lifted kid Dodge Ram. Mackin' at women like you must be Jamaican, cause you're making me crazy. You must be Jamaican, cause you're making me crazy. If I had $1 million, I might do this. By six, mid-90s, gas-efficient whips. The rest I'd invest in sweater vests and socks. And a bunch of bumper stickers for the neighborhood watch.
Hey, dummies,
you can jock my chromed-out Vespa.
For the heck of it, I'll rip it to see if you'd want to test it. Get ripped in a moped race, cause I'm in it for the money and the thrill of the chase. Relaxing on yachts that were bought by rich men. Drinking soda pop, gobbling thick strips of chicken.
Finger licking,
so we can feed the stereotype. Treating women like they women, cause the feeling is right. Opening doors, using terms like madam and man. And genuinely complimenting them whenever we can. I like your hands, and the dimples on your knuckles. Top gun, high five, I smile and she chuckles.
Boom, give me room, so the women in the back can see. Boney the Wanderer, I think you ought to know that moniker. Hotter than Lava Rock, I'll be macking on all your daughters.
Wait,
sir.
I was only playing, baby. Let the track bump and feel the rhythm get up in you like a back rub. I'm feeling loose, don't make me whip out the max strut. Argyle pimpin', Argyle pimpin', Argyle pimpin'. All smiles, sitting in a lifted kid Dodge Ram. Macking at women like you must be Jamaican, cause you're making me crazy. You must be Jamaican, cause you're making me crazy.
Once again, boom, back. More room, back. So the women in the back can see. The Wanderer, I think you ought to know the moniker. Hotter than Lava Rock, I'll be popping on your thermometer. Skill, you got a job. Handheld compelling me to spill. You feeling like Dan Quayle and it's spelling me. I'm rude, wash you believe me when I say that. I'll meet a great MC, shake his hand and tell him stay black.
Quote that,
write it, record it, mix it to ADAT. I'm only taking one MC with me to K.
No comparisons, you might find me American G.I. in Waikiki with a fly wahini,
a dry martini, and a blonde wife that modeled the first legal bikini. Cooling poolside with Marilyn all day. This evening I'm attending a Kennedy soiree. Like a nerd, grab you a bird and slit a rug. Give me a shimmy and let me see you jitterbug. Like a nerd, grab you a bird and slit a rug. Give me a shimmy and let me see you jitterbug.
You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. And you might think it's a game, but we don't give a crap. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. You could get with this, or you could get with that. And you might think it's lame, but we don't give a crap.
I'll pick you up at 6 and let's go dancing. You're trying to catch a glimpse of this Ted dancing. Our gal pimp so fresh and handsome. I'll pick you up at 6 and let's go dancing.
Thank you.
Pamps. Pimps. Pamps? Obviously got pamps on the brain. I'd like chocolate on my pamps, please. The Argyle Pimps and Argyle Pimpkin. Pimpin. Pimpin. That's what they're doing. Share with you that I really am not sure what they were singing, and I think there were some rude moments, but I particularly like the bit where they say we do like to give the women genuine what is it when you say something nice about someone?
Compliments.
And they say, I like your hat. We're the Argyle Pimps and we're so handsome. We'll pick you up the six and we'll go dance. I just thought it would be fun. Don't worry if you're thinking to yourself, well, she doesn't usually pick music like that. It was just a one-off and I thought it was a bit of fun. I really like your opinion on something. A few weeks ago, Tintin went to LA. And what we did was, I did a show on my own without Delphine and Henri and the Major and Naughty Gnome and Sports Boy. And Marcel was there for a while, but we won't go into that. And we called it the Red Light Zone. And we were thinking, because the music was, we really enjoyed the music for that one, that we might, in the not too distant future, do one week of a jolly good giggle and some great music. And the next week we might do the Red Light Zone. Now, you will have had to have heard the Red Light Zone to know whether you like it or not. But, of course, that's all on iTunes. It's all, if you check out our website, it's all there at lynnparsons.net. Then email us and give us your honest opinion, because we feel that we could do this kind of, you know, laid back, you know, cup of cocoa in the hand job. Just a cup of cocoa at lynn@lynnparsons.net. We value your opinion. Now, some of the music played on the show, in fact, all of it. All of it. I'm arguing with myself now. I seriously need to get myself checked out. It's from the PodSafe Music Network, and you can have a look at that. music.podshow.com. Check it out on your computer. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
All non-music material, copyright Lynn Parsons, 2006.